Blog Talk Radio.
I hope this episode finds you in good spirits and health. And then earlier this morning, nobody came, but also I had like serious issues trying to turn off the episode. I do not understand what's going on, except I do know this. Adobe Acrobat Flash is not a thing anymore, so I don't know what us radio hosts are going to do on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not sure what kind of steps they're going to take with this or what we're going to assimilate. They haven't said anything. I literally have been tweeting them, writing them, asking questions. I see other radio show hosts have been as well. But we're not getting answers, so we'll see. So if this broadcast reaches you, awesome, because I'm not sure what's going to happen. So I want to say thank you to everyone who's been giving me shout-outs, writing me, my regulars who come in, you know, hoping and praying that I get a job and everything. Y'all are so amazing. Well, it happened. I got a job. I'm now, yay, getting licensed to sell health insurance. So I'm pretty happy. I don't have to go be a slave like I once was. Yay! That makes me happy. So I still get to be a servant to the people. I get to help people, make people happy, and make money. And I don't have to leave my house. So this is the perfect job for me, especially during this COVID-19. Aflac's hiring. They're still growing. They're a Fortune 500 company still. So anybody want to get their license? They will pay for it. Apply to Aflac, y'all. Oh, my God. I've joined the best team in my area. So I'm pretty excited about that. But definitely, everybody should go get licensed to sell insurance. I definitely am pretty excited. And I hope that others are as fortunate as I was this morning. I mean, went to lots of interviews, two places, even with my credentials. No, it just didn't feel right. So let's hope everything goes well. I hope everything goes well for everyone else. And if no one shows up, then you know what's going to happen. We're going to get back on. We're going to do some shit and probably talk about politics or whatnot. But we've got more things. We've got conjunctions to boot in January, which will be a triple conjunction. Going to be a rare triple conjunction of Jupiter, Saturn, and Mercury, which will be visible after just after sunset, Saturday, January 9th, Sunday, January 10th, and Monday, January 11th. Now the Saturn-Pluto conjunction of January 2020 could change history. Now we're going further back, because I kind of want to walk forward a little bit. Matilda, come here. Come here. No, come over here. Let me see you. Monkey suit. Good job. You gotta put your sound down. All right, tear it down and build it back up again. The Saturn-Pluto conjunction, which began on January 12, 2020, was as a karmic Saturn and alchemical Pluto meet for a rare celestial summit. Why are we talking about January 2020? Well, it set the stage, y'all. Now, this formidable planetary pair only unites in the skies every 33 to 38 years. When they do, antiquated structures must be brought up to code. Go get another one. Go get another diaper from the bathroom. Go get a pull-up. Go get your pull-up. So, this Saturn-Pluto conjunction was their first since 1982. Took place in Capricorn at 22 degrees 46. The sign that rules governments, corporations, and economy as we march into the brand new decade, major global institutions get a seismic shakeup. Now, secretive power-hungry Pluto has been on a slow roll through Capricorn since late 2008 and lingers in the sea goat's realm until 2024. Now, sober taskmaster, hey, go get one. Go get one from the bathroom. Go get it. Get a pull-up. Put your crown down and get your pull-up. There you go. All right, good. No one showed up. All right. It's not good no one showed up, but I don't want to have someone waiting. I don't know who the hell was waiting on last night, but when I answered, they hung up. So I really think it was Sammy or probably his girlfriend, Samantha. Who knows? They're both twats. Anyway, sober taskmaster Saturn joined up on December 19, 2017, and they've been inching closer to each other ever since. Since December 6, 2019, the two have been in ultra-close proximity. We've already felt the metamorphic demand for transformation from the global trade wars to shifting national alliances, along with steely grabs for power. Did you get it? My God. Put down the crown. Put down your crown and get one. Put down the crown. Go get one. Go get it back. Some people's kids are lazy, lazy, lazy. My kid is lazy as hell. Anything else but having to actually do what she's supposed to do. Anyway, so where were we? Now, meanwhile, large-scale resistances are surging, like the 1.7 million umbrella protesters who took to Hong Kong streets and demonstrated against mainland China's inexorable and far-reaching legal extradition mandates during the summer of 2019. Last year in Puerto Rico, hundreds of thousands of protesters forced then-Governor Ricardo Rosella's resignation after a series of scandalous texts deriding women, the LGBTQ community, and Hurricane Maria victims were exposed. Why? Take and put your crown down and do this. Put it on or you don't get your crown back. No. Put it on. Pull it up. Now quit. Go. Girl, go get a toy. Anyway. Now, the rip it down to the studs, renovations that a Saturn-Pluto conjunction demand, is rarely gentle. Pluto, the galactic Grim Reaper, has no problem destroying anything that comes into its path. The dwarf planet demands total transformation, and that means getting rid of whatever is keeping us stuck in an old groove. Saturn is like an uncompromising inspector and architect roll into one. After peering into every corner, this planet will help us map a master blueprint for the new structures we need to put into place. Are you seeing a trend, guys? I'm seeing a trend. This was the beginning of the transformation and transform into the age of Aquarius. Now, Saturn's largely forgotten pre-modern dual archetype is the god of time and agriculture. We recap what we sow. Let's just say recap. That must be a typo. We reap what we sow is what it's supposed to be. Recap. I read whatever's on the teleprompter. Fuck you, San Diego. the anchor man. Now, January 12th may be a day when we realize our economic silos are nearly depleted while our collective debts, including corporate liabilities, demand a balloon payment in full. A nation's bill come due. As Saturn gives shape to Pluto's totalizing demands, all the things we've been shoving down and burying will rise up like Godzilla and take a tangible form. For best results, acknowledge the denial and look for the lessons. There's a reason 12-step programs call for a fearless searching of moral inventory and in the process of overcoming addiction. In order to break old age patterns, Saturn forces us to look at our fears and problems squarely in the eye. It isn't easy, but it's the first step toward building structures that can liberate us from restrictive circumstances. The truth will set you free. Maybe it's a breakdown insight, like Galileo's telescope that allowed the discovery of Saturn, or a clarion call for a new world order. Whatever the case, things are going to be different, and this new decade dawns. The Saturn-Pluto duopoly will pervade all realms, causing everything from a massive mindset shift to a radical update to our operational systems and social structures. The historic footprint of Saturn-Pluto conjunction, the rage of reparation. The last time Saturn and Pluto's paths crossed in Capricorn was in January 1518, just 3 months prior, in October 1517. German monk Martin Luther released his doctrine, 95 Theses, which exposed financial corruption that had been rampant in the Catholic Church. Subsequently, this sparked the massive Protestant Reformation of Christianity. This is an example of the kind of transformation that can emerge when Plutonian secrets are revealed and a new Saturnian system is presented. Now, in 1518 is also the year when a bizarre dancing plague broke out in Strasbourg, France. Perhaps the first recorded example of a mass psychogenic illness. MPI in history. MPIs are characterized by the individuals, typically young females, suddenly exhibiting identical strange behaviors, which can spread virally to include 1,000 or more. The Strasbourg dancing epidemic began with a few people in the public square and swelled into a crowd of hundreds over the next few days. Despite the blazing summer heat, the victims kept dancing without breaking for food or water. City officials and local medics promoted more dancing in hopes that the group would shake off their sickness. This continued for nearly a month with many falling over unconscious or literally dying from exhaustion and hot blood. What? As unreal as it sounds, it's a well-documented event. Did karmic Saturn draw out this obsessive possession from Pluto's transgressive vault? Or were the overwhelming forces of 16th century social repression, disease, and poverty served notice by the indomitable human spirit emerging as the sublimated fight-or-flight response, and danced into being by a long-suffering French community? When Saturn applies pressure to Pluto, unknown forces can erupt from the depths. Very interesting. Now, where are you being a little too obsessive for your own good? This makes a lot of sense with someone that I know. Absolutely obsessive, completely obsessive and possessive. How do you expect that to work? Especially for someone who has a strong mind and strong will. It never did work for me. this week we're going to delve more into technology, hacking, dating abuse, and all the other fun stuff, because it's really something we do need to continue to talk about. So, I think this began this obsession and possession for everyone, especially when it comes to mental illness and the crossroads of the election. So, where are you being a little too obsessive for your own good? Think about it. If you've been swept into a vortex of single-minded action, you could finally hit a wall. Saturn sets limits that are best obeyed, but with both planets in tenacious, career-driven Capricorn, workaholic culture has become the norm. But destroying your health is never worth the price, even if you profit less. January 12th delivers a wake-up call to prevent breakdown and disease, to find that work-life balance. You may have to stop in your tracks and see the impact on your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Less can be more. I can relate to this because in 2020 January, we started seeing, you know, things going on, sickness being spoke about. And by March, like, I was completely overwhelmed with my job. I was literally working at two different places, doing the same job, basically, but in two different stores. So I had to, like, walk a lot and everything, which is fine. Walking's good. It's good for you. I don't mind. It's not that far for me. You know, and I walked to both. And that wasn't even the issue. But I felt this big pressure, and exactly what this described is exactly how I felt. And leaving my job for that moment was definitely necessary. I just left another job that I really liked, but it's just so dangerous right now, and with other people not being mindful and wanting to care about others' health as long as, and themselves as well. People going to work sick all the time because we have to. We have no choice. That workaholic theme where we're not taking breaks, we don't get to enjoy time with our families, that's not something that should be a badge of honor. And it has become that. And it shouldn't be the norm. Now, the rise of the transatlantic slave trade, which began in the 15th century, took a nefarious turn in 1518, as Saturn and Pluto conjoined in the sign of the sea goat. Now, that year, King Charles I of Spain signed a pivotal charter with Portuguese traders, authorizing Spain to send slave ships directly to the Americas from Africa. God, there's not much to be proud of in Spanish history. Now, the Spanish king's mandate set off a brutal new phase in African slavery. The machinations of which would eventually account for an estimated 2.5 million African slaves sent to the burgeoning New World between 1525 and 1866, creating conditions for systemic racial conflict in both South America and North America. That still is endured to this day. This period of our collective history shows in stark geographic contours where Capricorn profiteering sank to a depraved low, while underscoring the most diabolical aspects of Pluto, the ruler of purgatory, and Saturn, the planet associated with leaders and restricted freedoms, if not outright inequity. Now, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn forecasts power struggle shortly after Saturn and Pluto last joined forces in 1982 in Libra. CoreCivic was established. Now, the first corporation to privately own a prison in 2020, CoreCivic, is a publicly traded company on the New York Stock Exchange, reporting an annual revenues of $1.7 billion. As Saturn and Pluto converge in Capricorn January 12th, the company, now rebranded as Corrections Corporations of America, is back in the news, scooping up government contracts at controversial ICE detention centers that hold asylum seekers in custody. This is so fucking sad. But to read about this is necessary. But it was not a necessary evil. Now, A class action lawsuit is also pending, alleging that the company forced labor in their detention centers using inmates as a workforce instead of hiring local employees, as Saturn and Pluto conjoin the ceaseless pendulum swing between government control and privatization will face deeper scrutiny. A more fundamental reform could be in order. Even for those of us who are living free, life could feel like a giant power struggle near January 12th as we grapple with feelings of domination and invisibility. In mythology, Pluto, king of the underworld, falls madly in love with Persephone, abducting her from her mother, Demeter, forcing the maiden to live in the underworld as his wife for half of a year each year. Embedded in this mythology is the great cycle of nature and seasonal ordering of life, death and rebirth. Why do we require a period of dormancy so that we may be reborn? A January follow period, which to self-reflect may be in order. Medical astrology tells us that Saturn rules modes of depression and medicine as a whole, including the ancient pharmacopoeia of herbs and compounds used in healing. But we will feel wronged, dominated, or trapped by our lot in life. Now, people on all sides of the socio-political spectrum may justify extreme beliefs and behaviors that are, in their own way, no different than the actions of our enemies. At the Saturn-Pluto conjunction, contrarian perspectives could merit deeper consideration rather than a contemptuous dismissal. And yes, we know finding the line between tolerance and taking a stand is easier said than done. But as 2020 dawns, any true responsibility to self and community is best served without dishing vengeful retribution. Healthier offerings are recommended. Conservation and renewable energy. Capricorn is the eldest of these zodiacs, three earth signs, and is associated with conservation. Our natural resources fall under its care, like the slow-growing Saturnian forest, which decompose into the subterranean fuels of coal, oil, and natural gas, eventually claimed and made part of the vast repositories of Pluto. Historians have famed our age of fossil fuel as the petroleum age, owing to the ubiquity of petroleum-based fuel and technologies powering the second half of the 19th century and the entire 20th century. Controversial, though it may be, many predict that petroleum will at least partially continue for the next two centuries, even as alternative energies such as solar and wind power become more affordable. As Saturn and Pluto merge, the firestorm over our country, or over our energy, sources will intensify. A huge topic of the 2020 U.S. presidential elections, from a historical perspective, the cumulative benefits of the petroleum age directly raise living standards for billions while increasing human lifespans and ushering countless new technologies and medicines over the period. Meanwhile, climate scientists continue to issue warnings about the effect of unchecked global fossil fuel consumption at the pivotal geopolitical moment when the energy-challenged economies of China, India, and the rest of the developing world mature as industrial powerhouses, providing the majority of global manufacturing through their dependence upon the oil infrastructure. To compete and even survive, many industries, whether in the East or West, are forced to adopt costlier production practices in order to comply with sustainable regulations. Yet rapid developments in technology and declining profit margins present myriad challenges. This will continue until the overall economic system or legislation changes, or these corporations are offered incentives attractive enough for them to adopt new practices. Why is it that a company has to be given handouts or prizes or incentives to want to actually do things better, cleaner, to protect our world and environment? Like, why? What I feel is great about what I do, for instance, Mrs. Fix It, we can do it. I can do with several categories. I can either specialize in one thing and just do that. But what is supply and demand? Supply and demand is when something is really popular or it's needed, you want to supply it. Me, I changed my model. I keep the name. I change what we do. Because I have the knowledge needed to complete said project. So I can just umbrella that in what I do. So why is it that these companies have all this money and can change everything that they do and adapt to survive and still make money, but they don't want to do it? They need fucking, like, prizes? I just can't wrap my mind around it. So, I don't know. Anyway, and if that doesn't happen, the global economy may well be subject to the ever-present dangers of economic deterioration. This could set the stage for the ultimate Plutonian plot twist, a black swan event, a term to denote a random event occurring outside all known statistical modeling and or status quo perspectives, an absolute surprise coined by the best-selling author Nassim Nicholas Taleb in his 2007 book, The Black Swan, which is now credited with the presaging the financial environment that led to the 2008 subprime mortgage collapse, widely seen as the contrarian oracle of the financial markets. Taleb was born in 1960 when Jupiter and Saturn were in Capricorn. Now, the Saturn-Pluto conjunction spurs financial literacy. Now, on the consumer side of the mind-bending fiscal calculus, we want our gourmet sushi and the beautiful status symbols, also ruled by Capricorn. And we want them for a good price. We also want our jobs, which for many folks have become service-based and or finance-based, as the U.S. and other Western nations manage their own indebted post-industrial economies, requiring a dependency on the supply chain of low-priced factory-produced goods and related services arriving from an equally indebted Asia and elsewhere. Debt as a financial instrument is fundamentally driven by Saturn and Pluto, whether applied to the bond market, commodity markets, including precious metals like gold or silver, equities, and so on. The Saturn-Pluto conjunction presses us to gain new levels of financial literacy. We might be wise to follow the money and learn how our financial system has developed into the labyrinth it is today. Only then can we plot a different course. What about the impact of our ancient blue planet? Last year, raging fires tore through swaths of the Amazon forest in Brazil, producing a smoke signal of epic and varied meaning, redirecting the focus of the recent G7 summit in France away from histrionics of our leaders back to the original and primary ecosystem we all belong to. To wit, in September 2019, energy scientists at Rice University announced a breakthrough in the technology repurposing the greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide, CO2, and converting it to pure liquid fuel reusing renewable electricity. While Saturn and Pluto are in Capricorn, necessity can be the mother and the father of invention. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.